Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Brother Sama.
Yes, man, I was trying to call you with the other line. Looks like that one is a technical issue. How are you doing?
Yeah, the network is not doing well.
Yeah, the network is not networking, but I can hear you. I can hear you. We're talking about lactose intolerance this afternoon. And if you're joining in to listen, the doc is already on the line. Have you ever found yourself eyeing that extra cheesy pizza or a cold glass of milk only to realize that your stomach might make you pay for it later? Well, you're not alone. It is estimated that roughly about 68% of the global population has some form of lactose intolerance. Now, I want to discuss why our bodies sometimes turn against the dairy we love so much, and hopefully how we might be able to enjoy our favorite foods without the discomfort. I don't know how the doc will take that. Now, doc, what is lactose intolerance and how is it different from a milk allergy? Please take us through.
Yeah, quite a big difference there. Lactose intolerance is when a person's body, very simply put, cannot properly digest the sugar found in milk.
Oh.
This sugar is called lactose.
Oh.
If you see O-S-E, that has to do with sugar. So the lactose in milk, the body is not able to digest it. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
That is just the lactose intolerance.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. All right.
So it's quite different from allergy. Allergy is an immune reaction. It's a more serious situation, life-threatening situation compared to lactose intolerance.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the stats. Is it true that over 65% of the world's population has trouble digesting dairy?
I would not be surprised, because statistics continue to show us that those of us of this dark pigmentation on our skin, South Americans, generally the Negro population, Black population, we are not able to break down the sugar in milk. And so that's going to make a very, very large percentage of persons that are not able to break down the sugar in milk. And why would that not be also, for me, surprising, when I have learned that by the age of 2, the human body is not producing enough lactase. Lactase is the enzyme that breaks down lactose. So by age 2, in the first place, my dear brother, we're not supposed to take animal milk. Animal milk is for baby half. It's for the animal. That is number one. So number two, when a child is weaned off the breast milk by about 2 or thereabout, naturally the body do not produce the enzyme that will break down milk. So the human being is supposed to now go on to begin to take some food for adults in a little way here and there, beginning very small, not eating the big type of food that adults eat. So with all of that at the background of my knowledge and information, then why would not even 80% of the world population suffer from lactose intolerance? Because the plan that nature has for us is that we stop taking milk at about the age of 2. But can you imagine, as an adult, we still take a big glass of animal milk and we are drinking it as if we are drinking just any ordinary thing like water? No, the human body is not made for that. And that is why the body cannot break it down. Digestion is just breaking down of the food that we eat. So if it's not meant for us, it's going to be very difficult for the body to digest it. So when we take milk, cheese, the one of the big thing that we should not even eat at all, yogurt, ice cream, we can break it up. So you have the bloated stomach, you have the gas building up, you have diarrhea, nausea, stomach pain. Many people suffer from this seriously. So what do we do? You see, we human beings, we are smart. I tell you that. So people take the enzyme as pills. They take that before they eat, so the body, they help the body break it down. And others will just suffer through. And then when they are better, another time they will take it again. And now, let me say, this milk, it's not just the milk that we see as 100% milk in the glass, but when we have brown drinks that they have also added milk to it, it to do the same thing, because that milk product is still in that product and it's going to affect the person. Generally, people have lactose intolerance and they do not realize that that is the problem. They start blaming other things. For instance, somebody might think, oh, it's the cornflakes that I took. I don't like that variety of cornflakes. Then they will try another one. Then they will try another one and another one. Well, it could be the milk. Most probably it is the milk, because a large percentage of individuals, people, are not able to break down the animal milk. There are other nut milk that we can make. I mean, the almond is a very good substitute for animal milk. And when we need this for cereal, like dry cereal, we can make milk. A little handful, in fact, 4 or 5 almond nuts will make half a cup to a cup of nourishing milk that one can take. And then we get enough calcium, if that's the reason for taking the milk. As for many people, oh, where do I get my calcium from? Well, we have enough calcium from green vegetables. Any green vegetable that is growing around you or in the market close by you will give you all of the calcium that you need. If half to 2 cups of the vegetable to 3 cups of vegetable is taken a day, you have enough calcium. Plus, the calcium is in milk is not absorbed in the human body very well anyway. The calcium in the green vegetable will be more available to the body compared to the calcium in milk. And do you know that the countries that highest amount of intake and all of the animal products are those ones that also have the highest rate of osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is the breakdown of bones when the back will then become curved S-shape or C-shape and all the rest, because the body is not able to use the product in the animal milk. And my emphasis is not meant for us, because you say you don't know how I'm going to say, how do we solve the problem? Maybe you're already guessing that this is the way I would like to solve the problem. Some say take a little bit. I say leave it alone, because there are wonderful alternatives that we can use. I mean, the nut milk from any nut, even rice from grains, we can make rice milk. Just sweeten it with things like date or a little bit of good honey and have your milk tasting wonderful. And leave all these things alone. Ice cream, custard, soft cheese, and all these things, they have this milk in them. And I personally do not love to take a little bit of what is bad, but rather find a good substitute for what the body do not like and tolerate, and use that one instead of trying to make it compulsory to take the food product that the body do not appreciate, will not break it down. It will not help in any way. So lactose intolerance, yes, it's not a death sentence. It's not as dangerous as allergy. Nevertheless, why are you going to be uncomfortable because of food? Rather take the food that will really help the body. Because once we are sick, if you have diarrhea, if you have dysentery, you lose nutrients that you are trying to keep. And nausea feeling when 30 minutes to 2 hours after food is usually when the symptoms will start showing up, then we can suspect lactose intolerance, because that's about the time when the body will start breaking the food down, and then it finds that I can't break this down. So it will start giving you all the signs and the symptoms that I'm unable to properly digest the food that you have eaten, lactase, cannot break down because it's not available to break down the lactose. It's an enzyme. And once we don't have it or it is in small supply, then it's not going to be able to break down. And then it's going to give us digestive symptoms that will make us uncomfortable. So once I was preparing for this, I got a very good illustration, which I like to share. It says, imagine lactose is a locked door.
Mm.
And lactase, the door can't open. You can't break down the food because the lactase is not available. And then some people, literature, they identify four types of lactose intolerance. The primary one, which is the most common, and it begins to decline as literature tells us and science confirms that by age two, we don't have enough. So it's very common worldwide. So that is it, especially as you mentioned, African populations, Asian populations, South American populations. For some reason, the Caucasians have more lactase than the people of color, Africans, Asian, and South American. So they produce the milk and they take it, especially once they suffer from this. Then intolerance is the one that comes as a result of other illnesses, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, severe diarrhea, or infections. These are diseases that's got to do with the digestive system. The tract is having problems. Then you can imagine it's not going to produce the enzymes that are needed to break down milk. So there are some babies also that are born without ability to produce lactase. In fact, those ones will show it up very quickly. Even in the natural, they'll start not tolerating it, and then they'll look for other symptoms to confirm that this is what is happening. And then they have to change to another source of milk for the baby. And then, especially for those who are premature babies, it could be temporary, and after some time, it can go away. But very importantly, let us look for the signs and the symptoms of lactose intolerance. It's quite easy to identify. 30 minutes, 2 hours after consuming dairy, you have bloating. Your stomach will just look as if they pumped air into it and it's not going anywhere. There's gas. Then you start, you know, just having all this gas in the system. Then it could be with diarrhea, with some stomach cramps accompanied or not. Then some may feel nauseated. The stomach will just be rumbling and making all kind of sounds. Yes, it could be lactose intolerance. When we compare milk allergy to lactose intolerance, they are way, way apart. I had mentioned earlier on that milk allergy is more of an immune system reaction, very, very serious problem, because it can cause hives, swelling, breathing difficulties. But lactose intolerance will not go that far. It will just give us digestive symptoms that will be very uncomfortable. But compared with allergy, allergy needs to be attended to right away. Get to the hospital as fast as possible, because that person's throat can lock up at any times. Hives and breathing problems can happen, and that can stop the person from breathing. And if a person should stop breathing, you know what that means, eh? So milk allergy is more common in children and may require immediate strict avoidance of milk, not taking milk at all. And then we go to stores. We have many intolerant products and so on, a little pricey many times than the ordinary milk that most people, or that some people tolerate, not most, because what many do is that they just leave the milk alone, which is what I will advise, because there are many substitutes that can take the place of milk. So it is good to get the symptoms evaluated. It's necessary. There are some tests that can be done to be sure that this is the problem. But I will say immediately we find that out, look for substitutes, especially if you have repeated discomfort after taking milk. I've had parents report discomfort that their children show when they take breakfast, especially. You see, usually they will say, my child is taking breakfast, and every time after breakfast, a few minutes after, maybe the nursery school will call and say the child is in discomfort, not feeling well, or maybe we to notice this what may happen. The best thing is to look for alternatives instead of trying to walk around it, because for me, there are wonderful alternatives. Yeah, we can choose lactose-free products, very much available in supermarkets if we live in a place where it's in the city or something. And some will take supplements. They will take lactase enzyme supplement, and some will take a little bit. And I would say get calcium from other sources, non-dairy calcium sources like leafy greens. All leafy greens are packed with calcium, and that calcium is more available for the human body compared to the one from the animal milk. So it's common, like you have said, it is very, very common. In fact, the 60% is even, for me, with the rate at which literature depicts when we stop producing the lactase, and how many people really complain of this, and then they try to walk around it. So yes, it's not as life-threatening compared to allergy, but definitely if something is giving us discomfort, why do we stay and bear it? We need to understand our bodies, how it works, what makes us uncomfortable. Leave those things alone, adopt the things that are good, and don't try to tolerate the things that the body is definitely not agreeing with, especially there is enough evidence to tell us that it is real. And a lot of people suffer from this. So the general thing that I would strongly recommend is to leave it alone, because it's not a do or die thing. It can be left alone because we can find other sources to supply what we need, rather than go through all of the aches and the pains that comes with lactose intolerance.
Yeah, Doc, I must thank you so much for time. I must say this has been quite educational for me personally, but I didn't know quite a lot of these things that you have said. And I do hope that some among our listeners have also benefited greatly from your knowledge. Thank you so, so much, and happy Sabbath ahead.
The Lord bless you. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.